This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where they are voting right now on the Paul Gosar censure resolution in the House of Representatives. It is not a what they call a clean censure resolution, because they added on another little bit of additional punishment that involves denying him his committee assignments. He is assigned to two committees in the House of Representatives. That had already been done for Marjorie Taylor Greene a couple of months ago. And now for Paul Gosar over a cartoon. And the idiocy on all sides on this is so appalling to me. There's no justification for the stupidity of what Paul Gosar did. And Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, we were talking during the break just briefly, and part of what he had to say was exactly right, is there should be a question that you ask yourself. So first of all, something that you remind yourself of before you go forward on a project like this on the floor of the House of Representatives. Just remind yourself where you are. And this is the House chambers. This is where the President of the United States is going to deliver a State of the Union address. It's where the previous president delivered his State of the Union addresses. It's where, not where Abraham Lincoln delivered them, because during that period of time, the president never delivered a State of the Union address in person. Jefferson stopped that tradition of delivering it in person. You can read about the whole thing, or you can hear about the whole thing on Medved history shows. But again, this is still a historic location. It is sacred. It's one of the reasons people were, I think, rightly so upset about attacking the Capitol Hill on January 6th. If you care about the sacredness of Capitol Hill as a space, going forward with this kind of bitterness and division and censure resolution. I mean, some of the members of Congress who had been censured historically were involved. There's a member named Stanberry who got involved in a nearly fatal brawl with another prior member of Congress, and he actually fired a gun in Sam Houston's gut that misfired. Otherwise, probably we would not have Texas as part of the United States. That's one of those stories that is worth recounting and reliving. And the other question that Jeremy mentioned, and he's exactly right, before you undertake a project or a resolution or a piece of legislation, anything of that nature, and you're a member of the Congress of the United States, ask yourself very directly, is this going to help me more and my side, or is this going to benefit the opposition? Now, I don't know if this benefits anybody, frankly. I certainly don't think it benefits Nancy Pelosi. It makes her look weak and overreactive, and like someone who is getting ready to say farewell to the speaker's gavel, which I'm very sure Kevin McCarthy will not hit her with, even though he was attacked for having made that joke. 1-800-955-1776. Are they done voting, Jeremy? Okay, we will get the final vote. Paul Gosar is censured. I think we should go to him because he will probably have some comment about it, and it probably will be worth covering. This doesn't happen that often. There's a piece by a guy named Jay Grimm, who I don't know, but it's just a brilliant and very, very important analysis. And it's under the headline, "It's Not Just White People. Democrats are losing normal voters of all races." And he takes a look at what happened in Virginia and what polls show is happening across the country. And looks at depth in some focus groups. And he comes up with some fascinating conclusions that are very, very important for understanding what does look like it should be a tremendous Republican advantage in the election coming up a year from now. What the focus groups found is that while women agreed with Democrats on policy, they just didn't connect with them. When asked which party had better policy proposals, the group members overwhelmingly said Democrats. They had better policies. But when asked which party had cultural values closer to theirs, they cited Republicans. The biggest disconnect came on education. One of the pollsters found that school closures were a likely big part of their votes for Youngkin, and that frustration at school leadership over those closures bled into the controversy pushed by Republicans around the injection of critical race theory and other radical notions into the public school setting, along with a question of what to say parents should have in schools. And the anger they felt at Democrats for the Commonwealth's COVID-19 school closure policy became further evidence of a cultural gap between these working people, black, white, Latino, of every race, and Democratic elites, who broadly supported prolonged school closures while enjoying the opportunity to work remotely. Those with means decamped. Enrollment in Fairfax County schools dropped 5%. Those who were left behind organized parent groups to pressure the schools to reopen. Though the groups tended to be nonpartisan or bipartisan at the start, Republican donors and conservative groups poured money and manpower into them, converting them into potent political weapons that blended anger at the closures with complaints about Democrat board members prioritizing trendy social justice issues like critical race theory, all of it aimed at November elections. What they are talking about here is they looked specifically for voters who had voted for the Democrat for governor 4 years ago, who had voted for Trump this last time in 2020, but then it turned around and voted for Glenn Youngkin. And it was a substantial group. And what that group had in common was the sense that the Democrats had abandoned their own people. And part of what this comes down to, and this is a very, very smart analysis, when you talk about Democrats, and this is based on national data, not just Virginia, they say their Democrats right now are divided just about into thirds. One third are Democrats, deeply committed Democrats, very partisan. They'd never dream of voting for a Republican. And one third are people who are undecided, but others who would vote for Republicans, they call cultural traditionalists. So how do you get to those cultural traditionalists if you're a Democrat and you're so involved with opposition to traditional American culture, meaning support for law enforcement, belief in religion, and respect for tradition? We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, they are still voting on the House of Representatives. There so far have been only two Republicans who have joined the Democrats in voting to censure Paul Gosar, the congressman from Arizona. What is fairly amazing is that every single Democrat is voting for the censure. And that's despite the fact that there are reports that there actually was conversation that if Congressman Gosar had simply offered an apology, a direct apology to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they might have still condemned him. They would have said nasty things about him. And, of course, he's a controversial guy, and he seems to enjoy the controversy. But he would not have become the 25th member of the House of Representatives to experience a censure resolution. And most of those censure resolutions were just scolds. They did not come with the denial of committee assignments. And this is very controversial. Apparently, Kevin McCarthy has indicated to his counterparts, to Steny Hoyer, the majority leader, the Democratic leader who's number two person in the House, to Nancy Pelosi, that when he takes over as Speaker, and he's very confident, of course, Republicans are very confident right now, they would do the same thing and deny committee assignments to various Republican congressmen, to various Democratic congressmen, once they are a Republican majority. They would turn around and deny them committee assignments too, which is really a very depressing prospect for the Congress working that way. And the reason that Republicans should be confident is explained in this very, very insightful piece. I'm going to post it on the website. It's long, but it's full of insight, and it's very well done when it understands why the Republican Party seems to be doing as well as it is nationwide. It's by Ryan Grimm. It was published at The Intercept, and it headline is, "It's not just white people. Democrats are losing normal voters of all races." And when I talked about normal voters, of course, I wasn't implying something about voters of color being abnormal or something like that, which is, of course, an absurd thing. It says in this piece, while these debates have unfolded, Democrats have seen a steady erosion in support among working-class voters of all races, while gaining support among the most highly educated voters. That movement would point toward class divisions driving voter behavior. But the rearing up of critical race theory as a central plank of the Republican Party appeared to throw the question open again. Maybe it's racism after all? Properly understanding how different voting blocs understand the terms of the debate, however, unlocks the contradiction. The culture war is not a proxy for race. It's a proxy for class. The Democratic problem with working class voters goes far beyond white people. The portion of the Republican base heavily predisposed toward racial prejudice, the culture war and issues like critical race theory easily work as dog whistles, sure, calling them to polls. But for many voters, more voters, and not just white ones, critical race theory is in a basket with other cultural microaggressions directed at working people by the elites seen as running the Democratic Party. Take, for instance, one of the women in a focus group. When asked if Democrats share their cultural values, she said, "They fight for the right things, and I usually vote for them, but they believe some crazy, crazy things. Sometimes I feel like if I don't know the right words for things, then I'm a bigot." And this is the point that they make. There's Andrew Levinson, who's a political scientist, political analyst, says that Democrats roughly win about a third of white working class voters. They're just loyal Democrats. They vote automatically, unthinkingly, for Democrats. And then they say the party loses about a third right out of the gate. Hardcore right-wing people who would never consider voting for Democrats and think even a Democrat like Senate Majority Chuck Schumer is a flaming socialist and a traitor. Levinson calls the third group that group that is just extremist. That's in his view. And he says, and he argues they are not gettable by Democrats under any circumstance. They're not going to vote for Democrats today. He distinguishes them from the decisive third, the final third, which is made up of what he calls cultural traditionalists. And these cultural traditionists, for instance, share some of the values with so-called extremists, but they do not share those values with what they perceive as the Democratic mainstream or the leadership of the party at the moment. He says they're the sort of voter that would be gettable for Democrats without compromising on a racial justice agenda if it is sold as the United States continuously striving to close the gap between reality and its values. Bud Levison adds, there are a number of cultural issues on which cultural traditionalists and extremists, as he calls them, align, and Republicans have become adept at exploiting them. Here are those issues, those values. Pride in their culture, background and community. Respect for tradition. Love of freedom. Belief in personal responsibility, character, and hard work. And respect for law, strict law enforcement, and the right of individual self-defense. Okay. These are things that are fundamental to most Republicans. And what they're saying here is that what's happening to the Democratic Party right now is for a third of the party, and the polling shows this, those values that I just enumerated, including love of freedom and respect for America and honoring American heroes and not tearing down statues and not trying to teach our children that America's always been an oppressive, guilty, horribly racist, dysfunctional country, those are things that a big chunk of the Democratic Party, including Hispanics, including Asians, including black people, big parts of the Democratic Party agree with those ideas. And when the Democrats nationally depart from them, they, of course, are going to lose voters that they need if they have any chance, want any chance of winning the majorities. We'll also talk about some of the mistakes, particularly a whole argument about statistics on COVID here in the state of Washington. We'll get to that with Washington Policy Center coming right up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are no plans for a curfew in Kenosha as the city braces for a verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. The 18-year-old is accused of killing two riders and injuring a third during protests last year. The 12-member jury resumed deliberations today. This as Kenosha residents tell Fox News they hope the verdict doesn't spark more riots.
People are worried that we're going to have the same problem we had burning the city down.
I pray that people aren't going to come in from other states and do more damage.
None of us had any clue that what happened last year was going to happen. And, you know, I think we need to be prepared.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is reporting the United States recorded its highest number of drug overdose deaths in a 12-month period, eclipsing 100,000 for the first time. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Michael Medved show, the final vote of the censure resolution, the House of Representatives, 223 yes, 207 no, 3 not voting, and 1 present. Always a courageous vote. And here in the state of Washington, this is not leading to censure or some kind of existential battle. But it's a very peculiar development, and somehow Pam Lewison, who is the director of the Initiative on Agriculture for the Washington Policy Center, Pam Lewison is going to explain it to me. Okay, Pam, can you help? Governor Inslee is angry and has objected to an op-ed published in the Seattle Times that actually seemed to be very flattering to the Inslee administration and to the Department of Health. They reported in the Seattle Times that about 95% of foreign farm workers were vaccinated and none had died of COVID. What was wrong with them writing that, reporting that?
You know, I think that, according to the governor's office, what they took issue with was reference to the COVID numbers and that they had not been run through the governor's office before being referenced in the op-ed that was in the Seattle Times. It seems like an odd development to me as well, and I think to the authors too.
Okay, is there something wrong that I'm missing here? Is there some way that it's bad news or somehow something we should be upset about that 95% of farm workers, foreign farm workers, are actually vaccinated?
Absolutely not. You know, I think if anything, the governor's office should count it as a win. You have 95% of our H-2A workers being vaccinated and being healthy. and putting themselves in a position where they are safely able to work in our state. That follows in line with everything else that we've been told is the correct protocol for how to deal with the pandemic, and falls right in line with the governor's preference and narrative.
Is there right now, in terms of agriculture in the state, do people who are running large agricultural operations, large farms, are they subject to a state mandate for vaccinations?
They are. It's sort of a gray area. So, you know, the governor's rule is, you know, any employer over 100 workers, per the federal rule as well. The one caveat to that is if you can show that you only work outside and you don't work with anybody else, you can choose not to be vaccinated. But that's a pretty difficult caveat to fulfill, and most farm workers can't make that stick. So for the most part, people are getting vaccinated.
Are we, am I right, Pam, are we statewide, not just focused on agriculture for a moment, but statewide, we are about 80% of eligible adults are vaccinated?
As I recall, at last tally statewide, I think we are at about 78% or 80%, so somewhere in that neighborhood, yes.
Yeah, so they've done so much better with foreign farm workers. And let's specify here, these are people who are here legally. There are people here with authorization. They're working legally. Why would, do you think, that the rate of vaccination would be so much higher? Is it some reason Governor Inslee didn't want people to ask that question?
I think it has more to do with control of messaging. You know, if the governor's office isn't in control of messaging these feel-good stories about vaccinations and the messaging about COVID, then it takes a little bit of power away from this notion that only the governor can be in charge of successes as they relate to controlling the pandemic. But I think the larger sort of broader picture is that the vaccination rate among H-2A workers in many cases is a caveat of their employment. So employers have asked their workers to be safe and be vaccinated so that they can be here.
Right. So where do we go from here? I think that Governor Inslee, I almost said President Inslee, no. Governor Inslee basically had threatened to terminate a contract with a subcontractor that was responsible for somehow leaking the information that so many farm workers had been vaccinated. Isn't that an outrageous overreaction?
I think so. You know, this is COVID vaccination rates are public record. Anybody can look them up anytime they want from the Department of Health. And I think this notion from the governor's office that they are somehow the only purveyor of that information is just totally outlandish. I think what is more realistic is that we need to communicate better stories of people being healthy and getting on about life. And the more stories that we have about that, I think the better we all will be in the long run.
And as your understanding, since we're on this issue, is a lot of people are predicting a fairly dire winter, in part because we still have so many people, even in our state, and our state's doing better than most, who are still unvaccinated. What is the thinking in Olympia about that?
Yeah, I can't really take the pulse of Olympia. I think that there are a lot of people who are very cautious about how COVID will continue to evolve. I think the farm country is a little bit different about how we react to illness in general and how we choose to get on about the business of life, insofar as we want to take meaningful action to make sure that people are safe and healthy and still be able to operate our farms and keep people working and keep people able to make a living.
Which we certainly need and hope. God forbid we should have another outbreak and another recession. Heaven help us all. I appreciate speaking to you, Pam Lewison. She's the director of the Initiative on Agriculture for Washington Policy Center, which is an irreplaceable, indispensable resource for our state. Whether they are strange little issues like this one or big issues like the wobbling implementation of that new long-term insurance, long-term care insurance tax that we are all going to be paying and that you had to take special action to be exempted from, which is a huge expansion of government that that we have to get a better grip on with time running out. And who knows? There might even be some opportunities for some new ideas, new thinking, and fresh, more vigorous bipartisan leadership or something to turn away the one-party rule in Olympia. But the idea is looking at the details and doing the hard work. Washington Policy Center does that. Check out their latest. Go to the green banner at our website, michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
On the Michael Medved Show, America is still waiting for a verdict in the Rittenhouse trial and in the Ahmaud Arbery trial, which are still very much pending. And there is a question, and again, Democrats are asking it all over the country, why is our polling so bad? Why are we losing so badly? Record advantage in all of the 40 years of doing polling on midterm elections, where they ask you, who do you think you're going to vote for in your congressional district, Republican or a Democrat? The Republicans right now have a 10-point advantage. Not nearly 10 points, 10 points. It's never been that high. And that would indicate, frankly, if that holds till the election, that would indicate a Republican gain not of the 5 seats they need to take control of the House and to retire Nancy Pelosi as Speaker, but it would indicate at least 30 seats and probably closer to 50 seats that the Republicans would gain. And one of the factors, of course, is the ongoing worry about the economy. Now, the bulk of conventional opinion, which occasionally is right, often not, suggests that the inflation will begin to settle down and calm down sometime before the middle of next year. But if we are going to be going through inflation for that length of time, it may force the Fed to raise interest rates, which could very well bring a recession. The economy is in deep trouble. Here is ABC in California reporting on inflation. Clip 8.
Pumps to groceries, prices are rising. The Biden administration meeting with retailers in the biggest port in the to come up with a plan to address these stranded containers filled with goods.
Products not available on the retail store on time. And the raw material that's coming in is actually coming in late or coming in less and coming in expensive.
The latest numbers from the feds show wholesale prices have jumped more than 8% since August 2020. Meat, eggs, and veggies are all going up in price, and companies are passing those costs down to consumers. Experts are also blaming a nationwide shortage of workers like truck drivers and warehouse workers for the rising costs. The government says these problems are only temporary, while others think they'll last at least a few months. Families say that could hurt, especially during the holidays.
It's hurting already. And you know who's noticing that? The folks at MSNBC. Okay, Joe Scarborough, he used to be a Republican congressman, but Mara Gay of the New York Times, these are two people, NBC, New York Times, you expect only bouquets, right, from mainstream media for the Biden administration. Here's what Scarborough and Gay have to say. Clip three.
If you look back at what the Democrats have done over the past 9 months, this will be taught in political science classes on what not to do when you take over Washington, D.C., while inflation's been going up, while Afghanistan was blowing apart, while all of these things. What is the image Americans have had of Democrats? Going out in the halls of Congress, debating each other in front of the media, and just talking about numbers. It has been insanity. Meanwhile, gas prices are going up at the pump. Meanwhile, Afghanistan is melting down. Meanwhile, Democrats just seem like, the supply chain, they just aren't on top of this. Instead, they're just fighting each other. They have to get past this, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, the Democrats also need strong leadership. And they need some discipline, and they also need a sense of urgency. They seem increasingly out of touch with what everyday Americans are facing.
And out of touch has happened before for Democrats. There was a remarkable flashback, in my mind at least, when reading all this stuff about how they just don't seem to understand the way that Americans feel and think and what their values are. There's no area where it's more clear than law enforcement. The Democrats have spent more time calling for reducing police budgets in various localities, even talking about defunding and totally de-establishing police departments. That lost in Minneapolis, in one of the most liberal cities in the country. And the truth of the matter is that this is one of those basic American values that unites most Americans, certainly most working class Americans, black or white or Hispanic, which is the importance of law enforcement. And the idea that the Democrats have positioned themselves as opposed to that notion. There was a famous encounter. It was a debate in 1988 when George Herbert Walker Bush, who was then vice president, was running to be Ronald Reagan's successor. And crime then, just like it is now, was a big issue. There were concerns about the crime rate, which was much higher in 1988 than it is today. But in a debate, televised debate, there was a profound question from CNN's Bernard Shaw, which changed the result of the election, most experts say. Listen, this is clip 18.
The first question goes to Governor Dukakis. Governor Dukakis, you have 2 minutes to respond. Governor, if Kitty Dukakis were raped and murdered, would you favor an irrevocable death penalty for the killer?
No, I don't, Bernard, and I think you know that I've opposed the death penalty during all of my life. I don't see any evidence that it's a deterrent, and I think there are better and more effective ways to deal with violent crime. We've done so in my own state, and it's one of the reasons why we have had the biggest drop in crime of any industrial state in America, why we have the lowest murder rate of any industrial state in America. But we have work to do in this nation. We have work to do to fight a real war, not a phony war against drugs, and that's something that I want to lead, something we haven't had over the course of the past many years, even though the vice president has been, at least allegedly, in charge of that war.
Okay, his answer was considered so bloodless. The Bernard Shaw has just asked an outrageous question. How would you react if your wife was raped and murdered? And the fact that his response was this political boilerplate, and that he did not seem to have any kind of visceral concern. This was a very, very big issue. And by the way, Bush beat Dukakis. Dukakis came out of his convention 17 points ahead. And Bush turned it around and won it by 8% in the popular vote. He won over 400 electoral votes. It was a landslide. And partially because there was a sense that George W. Bush was is rich as he was and has distinguished, he is a son of a U.S. senator, his background was, he was in some touch with ordinary American values. There was another big issue because as a governor of Massachusetts, Dukakis had been part of the group trying to not make the Pledge of Allegiance mandatory among students. When people make war on the Pledge of Allegiance, when they make, and we'll be talking about this, the Biden administration is now using the Justice Department to force a small college in Missouri. It's a college that I love and I've been to a couple of times. But they're trying to make this Christian college, the College of the Ozarks, establish a co-educational dorm. They don't believe in co-educational dorms, having men and women, female and male students integrated into the same domicile. So what's going to happen with this? Why is the Biden administration doing this? This is part of that same basket, that same array of out-of-touch, leftist, radical notions challenging basic American values. Most American parents, I'm going to ask anybody, do you think that a teenager going away to college or university and living in a dorm should at least have the choice to be in a dorm with people of the same sex? It's outrageous that Democrats insist on taking that choice away. Republicans will do fine and will do spectacularly well this coming election if we maintain our commitment to common sense, ordinary, wholesome, pan-racial American values that honor this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.